Hi, how are you? Just coming back from the event that I sang at tonight. It was called 40 and 40, which stands for raising $40,000 in 40 days. And it was put on by all the salons, the hair salons in Thunder Bay. Pretty much all of them, I would say. For sure, the biggies. For sure, the people that want to network. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about what it was for and what my role in it was, which was a very tiny role, but I still had a role in it. 40 and 40 was raising $40,000 for cancer care. And it was for a cancer, it was for cancer care that the government apparently doesn't support. Or it's like in a very acute type of cancer. I think it is throat and up type cancer where they don't have the proper facilities to treat it and diagnose it here in Thunder Bay. And my hairstylist, Tony, who's been cutting my hair since probably while we were still in high school. And, that is so long ago now, I can't even, it's been almost 30 years. Can you believe that? What have we been doing for 30 years? That's a lot of time. Well, Tony's brother, Michael, struggled for, I don't know exactly how long, I don't know the exact details of the story, but he went to the doctor several times with weirdness, either pain or something on his tongue. It was misdiagnosed until finally, after enough insistence, and perhaps maybe the correct medical analysis, they found out that it was cancer. He spent, you know, you can imagine, and it was tongue cancer. He had a grueling 12-hour surgery where it was big. You could imagine what they do to replace a muscle from your tongue. They got to take it from somewhere. Plus, the recovery process. Thankfully, everything was looking good right now. This was not even 6 months ago. Probably a lot less. And some other people got involved too. So they wanted to do something productive with this. They wanted to give care for future generations of the city to have proper diagnosis done in the future. And they set out a plan to raise 40 and 40. And I just am driving back from that event. And my role was that Tony, his Mike's brother, cuts my hair, and he called me one day, and I was at work, and he said, "Albert, we want you to sing at the benefit. Each salon is doing a decade, and we're going to be doing the 70s, and we'd like you to sing Elvis." And he says, "Please tell me you could do this." I said, "Tony, I have to check my schedule because I work 4 on 4 off. In advance, it's kind of hard, so I got to check it out." I looked, and it fell right in between my shift, and I was able to do it. And after Tony told me, he says, "I had every part of my body crossed that I could cross, hoping that you could make it," which was really cool. And I said, "Yes, I mean, I'm in. If I could help, because I know Michael as well." And that's where I was tonight. Now, let me tell you, that event, I have not been to an event that was so packed. There's so many people out right now supporting it that it's just mind-blowing. We're in this place called the CLE Coliseum. It's 1,000-seat capacity. Seat. It wasn't seat. Well, I don't even know. I would say there's at least 1,000 people there. It's a place similar to the size of a hockey rink, maybe a little bit bigger. And it's just mind-blowing, the support. And good to see some of my old friends there. A lot of people I totally wasn't expecting. I was really expecting just to go and do my job and probably leave. Because family's at home. But I saw some friends, close friends, and we hung out. It was good. That's what the event is. So I may do an update in the future, in the near future, letting you know what was raised. And I was talking to some people, and I wouldn't be surprised if they raised $100,000, at least $80,000 for this cause, which is great. It's going to allow us to get some diagnostic equipment in the city for cancer detection, which is, I think, above the neck and higher. Very, very good cause. It was great to be part of that, even in my own little way. You know, it was a surprise that I sang. So I really think it wouldn't have mattered anyway if I was there. The event obviously would have done good. But to say I could be part of that was really cool. So now I'm heading home. It's 11:30. My voice is... The music was so loud. You know, it's one of those things when you're talking to your friends. You're just chatting at a very loud volume. I could just feel the soreness in my throat. That's where we stand. So I thought I would let you hear what my night was about. Another thing I was totally surprised at. Well, so all these salons get together. There's probably 10 salons that each had a little bit of time to do a runway or some sort of theme. And I get into the room 1 hour before the show, and it is packed with at least 150 of these, well, 100 people in this pretty small room in different eras, dressed in costumes. These are all like runway models or people that are models. And the atmosphere was so cool. I ended up changing in this little dingy toilet. Well, not toilet, in the bathroom, where the pipes were sweating and dripping on me. I was wondering, how the heck am I getting wet? And I looked up and I saw things were dripping. But you know what? That's all right. That's the way it is sometimes when you perform, you know. Have a good time. Good time. Anyway, hope you have a great, great weekend. We will chat with you next time.